Hello, welcome back to My Tea and Your Time. My name is Julie, and today we are talking about friendships. Or, however, making friends as a neurodivergent person. That's what we are actually talking about. So, most of my close friends know that I am neurodivergent. And I'm really grateful for them to be my friends because, when you're neurodivergent, you have some, I'd say, issues when with social interactions because you don't really know how to approach people the right way. For example, if my mom approaches someone, she's kind, she's happy, she's friendly, and when I myself try to copy my mother's behavior, it will basically be seen as cringe by other people because as I'm hypersensitive, I show overloaded emotions. For example, if I try talking to somebody, I'll most probably get an anxiety attack beforehand and while the scene is happening, simply because I don't know how to interact with the person. Will I hurt them? Will I be, awkward, cringe? Will I say something that will cringe them out and stuff? So I'm, as I said, I'm hypersensitive and an overthinker. But on the other hand, when it comes to, making friends, as a neurodivergent adult, without getting to know people through the internet, that is really hard because I didn't go to a school that allowed me to meet people that were not neurodivergent. I was constantly surrounded by disabled people and neurodivergent people who judged me to be. I was not neurodivergent enough or disabled enough to be friends with any of them. So I basically restricted myself from talking to people from the age of 8 to the age of what, 17 and a half? And so I was in my books and I had no crushes at that time. I found other people who got crushes at that time very cringe. I was like, why do you need to have crushes? Like, why? What's the deal? I have crushes on characters in books, and that's enough for me. Then, when I hit 17, I met someone on the internet who changed my life for the better. Yatangi, if you're listening to this podcast, thanks for coming into my life. Thanks for replying to that message on Meve. Of course, I had friends who came from like my family friends circle. They were basically children of my mother's friends. But then I wouldn't say that we today parted ways, but they have their own lives, and it is really difficult for me to keep track of those friendships because I feel like they don't really want to be friends with me anymore, but I think that's life, And as I said, it is really difficult for a neurodivergent person to make friends with neurotypical people when you're an adult. Because I realized that my first love was also is also sorry, because he's still alive. I realized that my first love is also neurodivergent, and but he was born and brought up in a society who, which doesn't really allow neurodivergent people to evolve in their neurodiversity. So he kind of bottled it up, which is good at some point because you learn how to be normal. Which I didn't, as I said, I'm really awkward when it comes to meeting people, random people that I haven't that I haven't met online, like a random person on the street. Like I'll say hello, but then if they ask me questions, I'll be like, "What do I answer? What do I respond? How do I interact with that person?" But then when you meet people online and you chat and then you meet after, I don't know, some month or even a year, like I did with Yanu, it really helps, I mean, strengthening the relationship. Because now Yanu is basically aware of everything that happens in my life. She is, I can say it, a big sister to me and also my human diary. I would say that to me, the people I've met online are also like the closest people to my heart because they really took me as I was. They didn't really said, okay, you're different, fuck off and stuff. I have a really great friend, a really good friend whom I consider to be also one of my best friends, Shilpa. I hope you're listening, Shilpi. And those people whom I've met online are really, I'd say, non-judgmental people because they've understood me from the beginning, and I'm really grateful for those for them because they understood me from the beginning. They didn't try changing me or like, you know, they took me as I was, and I'm absolutely grateful for that. Because for me, meeting a random stranger on the street and saying hello is also part of my culture because in Switzerland we do that all the time. We stop on a random street and we're like, hello, which is not really the case in other countries. But then when it comes to making new friends IRL without the internet, kind of, that's, I don't know, wall, like the chats throughout the years on Instagram or WhatsApp or iMessage or whatever, it is really difficult for me because I cannot give information about myself to a random person I've only known for 5 minutes. Like, and when I say information about myself, I don't mean deep stuff. I mean, random things like what I like and stuff, because I feel like those people, like the people I meet, for example, at family gatherings. No, not like family gatherings, but when we get invited with my parents to their friend's house and there are people, I'll always be in my books because I feel like those people will not want to approach me, but at the same time, I stay in my books. So people don't approach me because they're like, she's busy with her books. Let her be in her books, you know? And, well, I would say that making friends as a neurodivergent person is definitely a long fight. But when you get to keep those friendships alive, you know, become closer and closer to people you never expected to get close with. For example, last year I met an amazing person on the internet whom I consider to be my first love. Was also a very dear friend of mine, and we share the same faith. We are both Christians. So that really helped strengthen the relationship, I'd say the friendship, moreover. And you know, sharing deep connections with people is really a long fight because today you befriend people on the internet and you befriend people in college and they're just, you know, mates. But then when it comes to real friendships, it is difficult. It is difficult, but then you get the glimpse, you know, you start building good friendships over the month or the year with people that you would never have expected to, get in touch with. As I said, my first love. I never would have thought that I would cross paths with someone who is so much into archaeology that they could talk about it literally any day, any hour, any minute of their life. And someone whom I talk about, the weird, like the weird neurodivergent interests that I have. And when I say weird, I don't mean like really strange, but for example, I love Jesus Christ. This podcast will also be an outlet for me when it comes to faith. We'll also talk about faith and my relationship with Jesus. As I said, I love talking about Jesus Christ. I love studying the Bible. I love knowing more and more about my religion. And being able to talk about this with somebody is a blessing. It is definitely a blessing because not everyone can be so open about religion and faith. And for example, I don't know, but I have a really great passion for Indian culture, South Asian culture, I must say, but moreover Indian. I've been passionate about it since my early childhood. And being able to talk about these things with people from South Asia. One of my best friends is Sri Lankan. Yanu, if you're listening, hello. Thanks for listening if you do. I'd say it is really a blessing to be able to talk about those different interests of mine who are definitely diverse, but at the same time, really not strange, but unusual for people that I grew up going out with. For people like my brother, for example, when I talk about Indian culture and its diversity with my brother, he's like, "How are you so interested in it? It's not your culture, like, chill." And I'm like, "I don't know, it's just so interesting. I love going in deep and understanding everything, to be able to, know about other cultures and know about other people and trying to understand them and their point of views is actually interesting. It's really interesting. Now, when it comes to making friends, I'd say it's definitely difficult, but whenever you make friends, it's a feeling that, as a neurodivergent person who was definitely very much alone and lonely as a kid, and who is very much alone and lonely in real life nowadays, making friends has been a blessing, and I have to bless and thank the internet for that because I've met over, I'd say, 20 people who actually really mean something to me. I have an internet friend named Shilpa. Shilpa is from Tamil Nadu, India. She's from Chennai itself. And I once needed a coffee filter, a coffee press, a South Indian coffee press, because I couldn't find any, and because I couldn't find any on at my local desi store, I put up a story on Instagram saying, "Hey, can anyone tell me where I could find the coffee press? Because I cannot find it here, even like in specialized stores and all." And Shilpi messaged me and said, "Okay, I have one, I have one coffee dabba that I don't use. I could send it to you." And I said, "Well, would you do that?" And she said, "Of course, bestie." So I just had to pay for it. I just had to pay for the shipping fees. And thanks to Shilpa, she sent me the coffee press with one bag of her favorite coffee, which I'm gatekeeping for now. I'm saving every little ounce of powder I can. Sorry. So I was questioning that, and I because my mother questioned that and said, "Why are you paying for a shipping fee for something that you don't really need, from a friend that you'll probably never meet?" And I'm like, "Well, who says I'll never meet her? And who says that, a friendship cannot be made and created over the internet?" Because when I think about that, one of my best friends, Yatangi, the Sri Lankan girl I was mentioning before, this girl was a friend I made over the internet. I met her on a dating app. Yeah, I know. Strange, but still. And we became friends over K-pop. Then we slightly moved towards her own culture, Sri Lankan Tamil culture, which is really like Indian culture. Really, it has tides. And as I said, I repeat myself in this, but as I said, making friends has always been something hard for me, but now that I can, make real meaningful friendships over the internet, I will be forever grateful about it. And I am grateful to all the people that are listening to this podcast, because even though I know like I have like seven people listening, you guys mean the world to me. Thanks for listening to my rants. Thanks for, thanks for being there at all times, in my Instagram DMs when I need something, when I need reassurance and stuff, because real life is difficult when you're neurodivergent and the internet is a great outlet. But anyway, so I'm yeah, really grateful for all the people that I've met on the internet. I've also met amazing people who also like brought me back to God. As I said, my first love is a Christian. We're still friends to this day, and he is the one who brought me to Christ, actually. Didn't bring me back, but really brought me to Christ. He was sent to me by the Lord to plant the seed in my heart. And it was actually good, because 2 months after meeting him over a FaceTime call, I told him I'm getting baptized tomorrow. And he was like, "Yeah, don't do it for me, please." I was like, "I'm not doing it for you, idiot. I'm doing it for myself, and I'm doing it for Jesus Christ." So I got baptized, and yeah, I have to thank him for, planting that seed in my heart. Cyril, if you're listening, thank you. Which I know you probably aren't, but thank you. And yeah, I'm really happy talking about all of this on a podcast. It really helps me say everything I have on my heart right now. I am also very grateful to the people I grew up with who are also very dear to my heart to this day. Emil, if you're listening, I love you, even though, we don't really talk these days. I really hope you're doing well, and I can't wait to see you again. When it comes to college friendships, I haven't really been able to bond with people that much till this year. This year, something happened. I got in touch with people from college who were also kind of like me. One of the girls is hypersensitive, and one of the guys is autistic. So we basically bonded over our troubles and our problems, but not in a victim kind of way. We have helped each other understand each other's troubles and our struggles, and we became friends over that, but we have really great bonds. I know they're probably not listening because they don't speak English for the most part, but yeah, si vous, voilà. Si vous écoutez les gars, merci. Sorry, just digressed, but anyway. The fact is that making friendships can be hard, making friends can be hard, but it also teaches you as a neurodivergent person to, I don't know, let off your guard a little bit and try understand other people who are not like you. Because if you stay in your own circle, at least that's what happened for me, I'll start, getting bored of always talking about neurodiversity and all that because I know what I have and I don't want to talk about it every day, with people like me. It's not that I don't like people who are like me. I love them, I respect them, and they're really cool because we are the same. But at the same time, always talking about neurodiversity with neurodivergent people is actually very tiring because, okay, neurodiversity is a part of me. I have those disabilities, sorry. I have those disabilities, I have those differences, but that doesn't mean that I'm only neurodivergent because neurodiversity, as I said, is a part of me. It's a diagnosis. It's a part of my personality, but it is not me. It doesn't define me. And that's what one of the occupational therapists in college once told us over a conference. She said, "You have dyspraxia, you have dyslexia, you have dyscalculia. You are not any of those troubles. Those troubles, those problems don't define you. You are whom God or your parents created you to be. You are a reflection of your parents' education. You're a reflection of your surroundings. You have passions, you have interests, you have your own emotions, but you are not your diagnosis." And I found that really interesting because I always thought that I was my diagnosis for many years of my life because I was always introducing myself as I have this, I have this, I have this, I have this. But then I didn't say I am Julie, I like this, I like that, and I would really like to be your friend. I was always like, just so you know, I have this, I have that, so that you pay attention to me. But I realized that that was the type of attention I didn't want because getting attention for my disabilities dragged me into sort of playing the victim unintentionally because people were caring for me in a way that I didn't really want them to care. For me, it was basically, oh, you're gonna hurt yourself. Don't do this, don't do that. Oh my God, what if you fall? What if you hurt? What if you get hurt? And I was like, well, I don't want to be treated like I'm some ill person or whatever. I want to be treated as normally as possible. So, yeah. And I would say that making friendships is hard, but it helps you
correct your social interactions. It helps you get better at social interactions, and it also gets you to know new people. And that's actually amazing. What is amazing to me, though, is the fact that being neurodivergent also opens doors to conversations I thought I would never have had if I weren't neurodivergent. For example, talking to neurotypical people and explaining to them what neurodiversity is, but not in a way, in a medical way, saying, oh, dyscalculia is this. This is dyspraxia, blah, 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 blah. Whenever I try to explain those things to other people, it's really much like I use images and metaphors to tell them, okay, my brain works like that. It's normal. It's just the way my brain works. Don't be afraid. I just think differently as you. I reason differently, but that doesn't mean I'm weird or something. So yeah. It's really interesting, I'd say. And I would love to host any episodes of the podcast with those people, if they're available, of course. If you want to participate in this podcast, DM me on Instagram. And yeah, thank you so much for listening. I love you all. Bye.